15-year fixed rate APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Hi everybody, McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl double hung window is just $189, and with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Fantastic Sam's Color event is going on now through March 25th. Ask one of their expert color artists about their latest offers. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
we can't change what we are.
Crossed over.
You got that right. We're mediocre talent, and we always will be.
I'll be rich as rock.
Consultants have tried to train us. In vain. Futile effort. We're not trainable. We're never going to be great broadcasters. Deal with it. That's just the way it is. Good afternoon, and welcome to the 20th day of March, 2012, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Another edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I didn't watch, I recorded it, but I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars, but I just watched, I played just enough to get a good look at Martina. I didn't even recognize her.
I watched it.
I thought, where's John Denver?
I know. Did you? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, let me tell you a little something about Martina Navratilova, and I don't know this firsthand, but I know it pretty close to firsthand. My daughter's entire life has been tennis, okay? So she's been around Martina and Monica Seles and the Williams. She's been around these. She was a ball girl at some of these tournaments. You know, these little girls that run out and get the ball and they run back off right. The court. My daughter's done that for some big tennis matches with big names. We also have a friend who is a very big deal in the tennis world with the USTA, and he's kind of responsible for, you know, when these people come to town, making sure that their accommodations are right and blah, 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 you know, that sort of a host. From every single person that has encountered through these years, and she's not certainly... she's in the scene on the senior circuit, so she, you know, but years ago when she was, you know, one of the hottest, biggest names in tennis, here's the summation of Martina: diva bitch.
Really?
Absolutely the most horrible person to be around and deal with and work with. She came to St. Louis a couple times, the St. Louis Aces, Dwight Davis down at Forest Park. I'll never forget when my wife came home, and she's telling these stories about she had just been talking to somebody who had to put up with Martina Navratilova. Oh, my goodness, they said, enough to make you quit your job. I mean, just, it's like Rosie O'Donnell, like working for Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. Who, by the way, has been canned.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about somebody like Oprah, yeah, I know I'm jumping from one thing to another, but we got a couple of different types of divas involved here, is that I would love to hear Oprah just one time go, what a mistake, what was I thinking? You know, rather than this PR spin, well, you know, Rosie, we appreciate all of Rosie's hard work. She certainly gave it 100%. But because of, and they just put a kind of a little light spin on it, it didn't work out because of, and when they're done, you don't really know what they said. How about if she just said, Rosie, I didn't know when I put this deal together what a bitch and a monster and a piece of crap this pig was. Did you hear the comments from the people that were on that staff of that Rosie show?
Yes.
They said, their words, it was a hellhole to work in.
Oh, they celebrated. They had a big party.
Oh, my goodness. They hated her guts. And it only went 5 months. She didn't even take long to get them to hate her. I can't stand that Rosie O'Donnell. But I'm anxious to watch the Martina thing. I kind of like Martina Navratilova. I appreciate the fact that, you know, she's a great tennis player. And I heard her interviewed, since this Dancing with the Stars thing has happened. And it was a decent interview, and she sounded okay. But it's always interesting to get the real story from people who were in the room, people who were with them, people who rode in the car with them, people who hung around them, had to make sure they got their meals in their room, and hear about the ones who were just delightful and nice and treated everybody well, and then the ones that are just a pain in the butt. And apparently that's Martina, and it's really apparently Rosie, big fat pig, opinionated, I want to tell everybody else how to live and how to what politics they should have, O'Donnell.
The first girl last night on Dancing with the Stars, and I don't even remember her name. I don't know what she did, but she is really, really cute.
Don't give too much away.
No,
she still have to watch it.
No, she's really cute.
You're talking about
you see her,
Catherine Jenkins in the yellow dress?
Are you talking about a professional dancer or one of the
stars? No, one of the stars.
Is it that Menudo, that reporter?
Oh, Maria Menounos?
Oh, yes, it was.
She's a hot pocket.
Oh, man.
And you know, did you see what she says about herself? She says, I'm a tomboy.
Yes.
I'm more of a boy than a girl. Hey, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Boy. No, you're not. No, she says, I'm like a boy with big boobs. That's what she said.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Holy
well,
cow.
I got news for you. If I could meet a boy with big boobs that looked like that, I'd go gay.
Man, oh man.
Hey, I'm a boy with big boobs, too.
Hey, me crazy. Too.
You don't look like her.
And Urkel, Urkel, you'll watch it, though. Urkel was did very well.
Yes. Well, and from what I've seen of him interviewed, at least he's like a normal guy. He's not that.
No, he was normal.
Or whatever that thing was. Yeah, I never watched that show once. And you know why? One time I saw a promo for that show, and as soon as I saw him, I thought, I will never watch that show. Ever. That goofy character, that Urkel or whatever. But yeah, I like him as a, you know, an adult. He seems to be a pretty cool guy and normal. If how does a guy like that make a living, by the way? Does he live off that Urkel stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea.
That's something you could do one thing like that for 4 or 5 years and just the rest of your life.
I guess it's still on syndication somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Rerun checks, royalty checks.
Man.
You think we could rerun this show and get some checks?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's start tomorrow. Let's kill it today and start rerunning.
Just start running
all of a sudden, people from Czechoslovakia show up at our door.
What does that mean?
We're getting some checks.
Oh, my goodness.
Good night.
Hey, you said right at the start of the show we weren't that good.
Yeah, you know, I did.
Trainable.
I did kind of set the mood, the tone there. Burke segment, do we have any?
Yep.
I'd like to give you your host in about an hour for the Wood Report, and I can't wait. Tina Dalpiez, what do you have?
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Well, evidently the people at Vote USA really want to know what I think because I looked on my caller ID and they've called 7 times in the last 3 days.
Wow.
7
you're
times.
An important American.
Yeah, you know, you miss call.
Your cell phone,
call,
your home phone.
Home phone.
Mm.
Bastards. I hate that. Okay.
Did you say best?
I did.
Wow. Fionn, can you edit that
out? Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Please edit that out.
My neighbor is told me that they're going to be erecting a flagpole.
Edit out erect.
In between our yards. And they are.
The city is or
no,
county?
They are.
The
neighbor.
The neighbor is.
Flagpole.
Okay.
They're, you know, I mean, they put flags out all the time for things. And he's a former Marine. I guess you're always a Marine. And firefighter and all that stuff. And that's fine with me, but they told me that when the flag is up, it always has to be lit. Like at night, if you don't bring the flag down, you always have to have a light on.
Yeah.
Who made up that rule? And are there flag police?
Oh, there's a lot of
around?
Flag rules.
That's been
rules.
A rule for a long time.
So I don't know if somebody come around and fine you, or is it just?
I think it's mostly a respect thing. I don't think.
Yeah, there's no flag police.
Yeah, I don't think there. You can get a ticket or anything, but I think it's just a.
You'll make
disrespect.
It's like letting the flag touch the ground. I mean,
right.
You're not going to jail.
Or you're supposed to take it down when it's raining outside.
What about the ones that are all ripped up and flying?
Well, those were
like I said. Yeah, there's no rules, but
you're supposed to get those.
I mean, there are rules, but.
But it's only on the ones on a pole, because if you stick those ones on your house, you know.
You don't need a light.
No, no, you don't need to light those. There's actually a minimum flag size and height and all that stuff, but if it's on a reasonably big pole and it's a good-sized flag, you're supposed to light it. But I wonder what the actual minimum is, because you know there has to be. You're not supposed to light up, like you said, a flag over your garage door or something, so I wonder what the. We can look it up. Flag.
Oh, wow, there's a bunch of rules here.
Oh, sure.
Look at this.
We did this on Flag Day one day. Yeah. It was like 600 flag rules.
Right. When the flag is displayed over the middle of a street, it should be suspended vertically with a union to the north and an east and west street.
I've seen that.
The east and a north and south street.
Mm-hmm. They do that when the fire department does that with the flags down on the over the parade.
And by the way, there's nobody who could know all this. You got to go reference and look it up, because it's too much to
remember.
And
do you think someone would actually say something if they know?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes. My former boss of many, many years ago, the wonderful Ralph Gaynor of Gaynor and Eves Furniture in Belleville, Illinois, buddy, he would have said something. And when I went to work for him, I told the story before, he was a Marine, and he had a furniture store that I worked for. And when I went to work for him, the first instructions weren't anything about furniture or how to assemble it or unload it off the truck. It was about the American flag. And he said, when we open that flag, goes out in front of the store first thing, and it comes down when we close, and then he proceeds to tell me the other little rules about the flag. That was the first order of business. So yeah, there are people who would say something to you.
I always remember at school hearing that, you know, the chain hitting the post.
Oh yeah.
Clink, 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 clink.
That's a very distinctive sound.
It is. And that, you know, the sound of the flag itself, those big giant ones.
And that was a big deal.
Whoa. Do it again.
You know, that little whipping wind
that sounded just like, I closed my eyes, I thought it was a flag.
Wow.
Like right near me.
I remember in grade school, they had, you know, the flag person, where you would be the one to take it down every day. And, they made you go through all kinds of rules, the folding of the flag.
Or you put it up in the morning. You wanted to do that because you got out of class for a little while, just for a little while. And there were like two or three kids that got to go do that.
Like cleaning the erasers.
Banging the chalk erasers outside.
Banging them.
Yeah, we used to
smack
them and make a big old
chalk cloud.
Dust cloud.
Yeah.
Okay. The next item, this is just kind of off the beaten path here, but, you know, I sell advertising, and one of my clients is a VFW hall, and they have fish fries because it's Lent. Well, they have them all the time.
Oh, fish fries are everywhere.
But during Lent, fish fries are really... And on one Friday night, in 5 hours, they had almost 1,000 people go through.
Yes.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how do you have enough fish for that?
I went to my aunt and uncle's church 2 weeks ago, and they get 1,000 to 1,500 people.
Where do they get their fish?
Is there a
supplier that supplies all the churches with
fish? It seems like it's pretty standard. Like, there's one or two different kinds, but it's that cod or whatever. And, it looks like the same one at every one, so everybody must get it.
Well, this one has some shrimp, too.
Oh, yeah, shrimp
like
and
fish food.
Salmon. Yeah, now they've expanded the menu a little bit. Yeah.
I keep trying to get Debbie and Alyssa, Debbie's my wife and Alyssa's my daughter, to go with me to, there's a church right down the street from us, and they have a fish fry. I keep trying, they don't like seafood, they don't like fish or anything. I said, but there's spaghetti, and they have, I remember...
no meat spaghetti.
Yeah, a kid. When I went to St. Ferdinand, we went to St. Ferdinand every Friday on Charbonneir, and we had fish, and we had that no meat spaghetti. Spaghetti, which
you know
is
what?
Sauce.
I say no thank you spaghetti. No meat.
Well,
you have to.
It's just sauce.
That's not spaghetti to me.
It just had sauce on it.
We had cheese pizza, too.
Cheese.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's right, Red Boy.
I don't understand, though. I've thought about this, though. Those churches and, you know, VFW halls, they make so much money on those fish fries in Lent. Why not do it all year? I don't get
Well, this one does, but I don't...
Yeah, I don't know why the churches don't just keep it all year round, because it seems
it's
like
a big job. But because the churches, I think it's all volunteers.
Or like the third Friday of the month or something.
Maybe once a month.
Maybe not all the time, but it would still, you're right. If it's good fish and it's a good deal and they make money,
and it's
once a
huge
month.
Money maker.
You always have to have the women make
volunteers,
the pies,
right,
and the cakes and the desserts.
Women's pies.
Stop
yeah.
it. What are we doing?
Oh, man.
I'm
starving.
I'm going to a church.
Okay,
right now.
And the last thing is, okay, my brother was driving and pulling into a parking lot, and some guy ran into the back of him. Okay, his car is worth between like $3,500 and $4,000. And
nice car.
The way it's dented and everything, he's pretty sure it'll be totaled. So now, does he only get that much money and have to go out and find a car and make payments because somebody else hit him? That, how unfair is that? Or can you make the other guy's company buy you a car?
No, the other guy's insurance company gives you the check for the value of the car.
Right, but that's not going to get you anything. His car was in good shape. He took
But they're
care
not going to give you $10,000 for a car where the book value is on it's $4,000.
So he's screwed because somebody else hit him. He doesn't have a car to drive now. He has to go buy a car and make payments because you can't find, I mean, very few cars that are $3,000 to $4,000 that you know have been taken care of and all that stuff. That's not fair.
The bad news is he had a pristine car that by the book was only worth $4,000. That's all he's going to get. He's not going to find a car probably as nice as the one he had for the same money. But they're only going to give you book value for the car.
It's just like if you went to get a loan for that car. Say that car, and that car, the book value is $4,000.
They're only going
to
give you $2,500.
Yeah, but somebody else took his car away from him. Shouldn't you be able to get that guy to buy you a car?
No.
Well, what would you have him buy you?
The same car. I don't care how much it costs now.
But you have to get the same car with the same mileage.
But they're not going to.
No, they should buy him a new car.
Oh, that doesn't work like that. If it worked like that, everybody would be trying to get hit by other people who had old cars. Hey, hit me.
Yeah.
I'll work out a deal with you.
I'll slam my brakes on.
Yeah.
So not only are you out of a car, you have to see how much it's going to cost. You have to deal with all the insurance stuff. You have to get a loan or car.
That should be the guys that hit him. That's his job. He's got all that to worry
about. He's not going to go out and get a loan or car for my brother and all that.
No, his insurance company will take care of that.
That insurance stuff is on the other
side. A rental car. You should be able to get a rental car until...
You still have to talk to your insurance company and get
hit him from the back. Doesn't his neck hurt?
Oh, he was in major pain. They took him in an ambulance.
Well, if they took him in an ambulance, I got news for you.
I don't settle for a while.
This guy's insurance company absolutely will get him a rental car. Has he got a lawyer?
I don't know. Get one.
Yeah, I would definitely get one.
Now you've got a rental car and maybe a little settlement because, let me tell you something, the biggest mistake as young, dumb people, when my wife and I were in our 20s, the biggest mistake we ever made, and I know a lot of people abuse the law and they're guilty of insurance fraud and they claim they have injuries they don't have, but the truth is, unless you can get more than one doctor or reputable person to give a deposition saying, in fact, you do have an injury, you're blowing smoke. You're not going to get anywhere. My wife was hit at a stoplight, sitting at the stoplight from the rear by a big commercial truck, just plowed right into her. Her neck to this day, she's had two back surgeries. We were dumb and young, and we settled a million years ago when we were in our 20s
for
$8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer took a third. So, you know, we end up with 40-something, $105,000, $5,000 or whatever. And we thought that was all the money in the world. The truth is, I promise you, we've spent many, many, many times that on her medical bills and medication and therapy and
surgeries. So an attorney would take care of all that.
Oh, well, yes. I was at a stoplight. I was at a stoplight, and this girl hit me. She wasn't traveling at a high rate of speed. She just thought the light changed and just plowed right into me. And everything was okay at that point. The next day, I couldn't move. My back and my neck were killing me. And I talked to her dad because he said, well, I'll just take care of your car myself. I don't want to turn it into my insurance company, because she was 17 and that was like her third wreck. And I talked to him and I said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but my back and my neck, he goes, oh, I see. I said, no.
Well, yeah, here's the problem. As soon as you say that, people go, okay.
Yeah, right.
I would think that, too.
Because there are so many scammers out there that do that.
And I'm not condoning that, but I'm telling you this. if he had to be taken in an ambulance,
mm-hmm. and they gave him like a month's worth of pills and stuff.
Well, I got this guy that hit him. Uh-huh. This guy's insurance company needs to be well aware of that, and trust me, immediately they're going to start offering him, here, let us get your rental car. They're going to kiss his butt because they don't want to be paying out some big settlement to him for injuries. So, yeah, he'll get him a rental car.
Yeah, and somebody I worked with said, don't settle right now mm-hmm. until you make sure that your back and your neck are okay.
Yeah,
because
I want to make it very clear. I don't like people who lie about being hurt, who don't work and are able to work and they're drawing disability, and then they catch them playing volleyball or something. I don't like that. But if you're hurt, my son just signed off on a small settlement. He got hit really hard about 3 years ago. I mean, destroyed his car and the other guy's car, and they were new cars, and it demolished both of them. This guy T-boned my son. He made a left turn on a no left, and it clearly said no left. The guy gets out of the car, took my son away in an ambulance. He comes over to me. My son calls me. I drive to the scene. And the guy said to me and the cop and everybody there, he said, I know this goes against everything my insurance company and my lawyer would advise me to do, but this was absolutely my fault. Mm-hmm. He said, my wife said, this is a no left. What are you doing? And I said, I can make it. And when I pulled out, here comes your son, pulled right in front of him. This is my fault. And buddy, they paid for his new car, they paid for his medical, they paid for, and then there was a small settlement. He did get hurt. But you know what? I told him, I said, don't be a jerk and don't be a liar. And when the doctor signs off and says you're okay now and there's no further, then go with that. And it was nothing. It was like $6,000 or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't want to sign anything until you know you're okay. But if they took him away in an ambulance, I got to tell you, I can't believe he can't get a rental car to their insurance company.
Well, maybe he has. I haven't talked to him.
You're listening to Legal Advice.
Yeah.
I am Frank Opinion, attorney at law, and yeah. We're happy to take your calls. We know everything. No, but we do know the things we've experienced. You can give advice based on your own experience. What else do you have?
That's it for today.
Anybody else?
For today, I do. I have something.
Can you hold it till we take a break?
I can take hold it. Yeah.
This will keep people on the edge
it.
Of their seats.
He usually does.
This is going to have people on the edge of their seats. We come back, Dan Strauss's contribution to the Burke segment. But first, speaking of accidents, what a great coincidence. Perfect timing. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Now, if a car is totaled, it's totaled. Even the great Schaefer Auto Body people can't put back together a Humpty Dumpty car. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put it back together. It's totaled. But if it's not, and it can be repaired, and it can be brought back, I like to think of Schaefer as the best, like an operating room, and the car is the patient, and you bring in the greatest surgeons in the world, and clear, and it back to life. They saved the patient. In this case, the patient would be the vehicle, the car, the SUV, the truck. Ask anybody who has had body work done at Schaefer. You're going to get the same reaction and the same response and the same testimonial. I've never, ever seen anybody as meticulous, as much of a perfectionist as every individual at Schaefer. Down the line, from the lady at the phone, at the desk, to whichever shop you go to, whoever the manager is of that body shop, to the people in the body shop, down the line, they have all been taught this. There's only one way to do this perfectly, and that's what you'll get from Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 7 locations. Don't forget the C-S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can go to SchaeferAutoBody.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We do have an accident. It's on southbound 270 near Doherty Ferry. You've got 2 left lanes that are blocked, and traffic is backed up approaching Manchester. Also, water main work that's going on Highway 94 just before Joyce Lane. That's near Route B. And then it looks like we have westbound 6440 traffic is running slow now between Kings Highway And between Hampton and McCausland. Then it's heavy again from 270 out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $6.99 at Applebee's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field. Back.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Oh, yeah, David Freeze is just in us in the game number 7.
All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game.
What a night.
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
This one will go down in history as an all-timer.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation's specific requirements. Call Fast Steel's trained, factory-certified inspectors and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Time to enjoy your retirement. Experience the carefree style of living at the Villas, Garden Villas, Chesterfield Villas, Garden Villas South, Garden Villas North, or Garden Villas of O'Fallon, luxury retirement communities. At the Villas, you'll enjoy elegant, luxurious retirement living that's uniquely affordable, along with beautiful apartments, weekly housekeeping and a linen service, scheduled transportation, and elegant dining. You can enjoy complimentary happy hours and ice cream socials while sharing experiences with new friends. A warm, caring staff adds to that perfect retirement living and the freedom to live life as you like it. The Villas, part of the Del Mar Gardens family, founded upon a unique philosophy of love, care, and understanding. Call 636-733-7000 and get ready for luxury retirement living at its best. Online too at DelmarGardens.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? press 3. To go back, for checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Hi everybody, McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl double hung window is just $189, and with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800, or Window World St. Louis.
You are invited to the largest family egg hunt in Metro St. Louis to thank the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's countless volunteers and supporters. The free event takes place from 11 a.m. to noon, Saturday, March 31st, in Forest Park's Central Fields. 50,000 eggs donated by 50 senior centers will be hidden by UPS volunteers. Join the hunt by registering at lls.org/GAT or call 314-878-0780.
Is this Neil Sedaka?
Yes.
I love, I love, I love my calendar, girl.
Yeah, maybe not.
And now with his contribution to the Burke segment, here is Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Have you ever watched, we have the Chiller Channel. I don't know, do you have the Chiller Channel? Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Horror Channel?
Yeah,
I get like 15 stations.
Yeah. I hope I get it. I'm going to look for it.
It's like they have a lot of the old movies on there that are chiller movies. But there's a show on there. It's called Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. And they have, like, five different stories.
I don't like this, by the way. I don't want that. Is it real? Is it not real? I want the real ones.
Well, what they do is you go through all the five stories, and then at the end of the show, they tell you which stories were fact and which one were fiction. So then you have to guess.
Except the fiction ones wasted my time. They didn't really happen.
Generally,
I just like to hear the true ones.
Generally, it's one or two of them out of the five that are just fiction.
Yeah.
The other ones are all fact. It's a really cool show. Okay. I'm not sure when it's on, but it's on the Chiller Channel, if you get the Chiller Channel.
Because it's a chiller.
Yeah. Beyond
belief. I knew you'd do that.
Fact
I knew you'd
or do fiction. That. That was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
I got a couple things real quick.
And now our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. Sunday, I was sitting in the house, and all of a sudden...
Good story.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think he's finished yet.
Thank you.
There's more.
The doorbell rang, which is weird. You know, that doesn't really happen that much anymore.
Jehovah's Witness.
So I came to the door, and this guy is looking at me, and I guess anybody's face when they open the door to somebody, I'm sure on my face it's like, all right, what's this now?
Were you nude?
No, I had clothes on.
Because I opened the door nude. That really shocked.
That throws him off.
Yeah.
That sends him away.
But this guy, right away, he goes, all right, I'm not selling anything. And he just said he's running for alderman or whatever in Shrewsbury. But I thought, you know, the way he did that made me, he just handed me a little flyer about his facts and everything. He goes, if you just have a minute, read this over. And
he's selling himself, though.
Yeah.
He actually is selling.
Yeah, but I just liked the way he did that. I liked the approach of, hold on, I'm not selling anything. So I actually read his fact sheet, and maybe I'll be voting for
it. Did you like it enough that you invited him in?
Yeah.
No.
Come on in,
no,
alderman.
Heck not. No, I'm not inviting anybody.
But, how do you know he was maybe he was casing your house, looking in to see inside? How do you know he was running?
Well, if he saw what's inside, he's definitely not coming back because there's nothing in there to steal. So.
That's how my house is.
The second thing I have, we talked about the skydiver the other day, the one that's going to jump from outer space, essentially.
23 miles.
Uh-huh. Yes. But he did a practice run the other day, and the video is online. It's very cool. He did 13.6 miles the other day.
Wow.
And, he's going to do 23?
He's going to do 23.
Well, 10 miles is a lot higher, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, no, but, right. But you got to do it. I think this is 71,000 feet, I think, is 13.6 miles.
What's the record?
He's going to break, in fact, we talked about it that one day, the record's from like 1960. This mm-hmm. guy...
Yeah, the record's like something like 20,000. It's up there.
Oh, and no. Well, he did 71,000 just in his practice.
No, I mean, 20 miles.
Yeah. But you can actually go back and see videos of this first guy, too. So it's very interesting if you want to go on YouTube and just search for, I think, I can't remember the guy's name, but if you just do, you know, a skydive.
You know what Abuse Boy used to do? He'd put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, you know what? I can do that. I can do that.
That's
absolutely.
What he would
I'll put that on today. And, yeah, so it's pretty interesting video. So I'll link those to, I'll put those on our Facebook page.
Here's how good Abuse Boy was. He would have done that, and when he was with us, there wasn't even any Facebook.
I know.
He'd have still put it on.
He was ahead of its time.
That's good, buddy.
He's ahead of his time.
Really,
and speaking of the Facebook page, I put this video on yesterday. It's a very entertaining video. I think it's from Japan, and it's these group of dancers, and they have, I don't know if you remember the movie Tron, but it was a movie in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think they just redid one about a year
the
ago. But the suits have like all light sticks all through them and everything, light strips and everything. But these people did like a 5-minute dance to this song, and they all have these Tron suits on, and it's amazing. It's really cool video. So if you want to see that, that's
well,
on
they
our
had
Facebook.
That on America's Got Talent. They had those that group that they
and
make
they disappear
black.
Too. Yeah,
right. Oh, you can see the colors.
Oh
and,
yes.
Yeah.
So this is a video like that. It is very cool to see. So
yeah,
that's
Abuse
also
Boy would have put that on our Facebook. That's
already.
Yeah, that one's up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're ahead of Abuse
yep.
Boy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that it? All right, a couple of quick things. This lunatic over in France that went to this Jewish school and shot these kids, and I don't want to get into a political thing with anybody or a discussion, but sometimes I can't help it. France has got some severely strict gun control laws. It didn't stop this moron. And the point, I guess, is I'll read you what this guy, his name... Well, he is president of the Union Française de Amateurs des Armes over in France, and his name is Jean-Jacques Binet. And he says, as far as they can tell, that this guy did not have a legitimate gun license, which they are hard to get in France. He says the country of France is, quote, his words, awash with illegal firearms. The country is full of guns, illegal guns, transported into the country across other European borders. And he says the guy used a .45 automatic pistol, which is a pretty big, fat bullet. He says a gun that's very, very complicated to obtain due to the strict gun laws in France. But he says there's so much smuggling and so many illegal guns. He says it's impossible to obtain authority for a weapon like this if you're not what they call clean. And clean to them means you pass every strict and rigid requirement, and you also have to belong to a club. You have to be a like an expert marksman. I mean, you almost have to be a professional shooter to own a gun. You can't just have a gun. He says it's very complicated to get a weapon like that. He says, but in France, lots of criminals use lots of illegal arms, and no law can change that. So I thought I would share that with you for those of you who just don't think that good people should have guns, or think that restricting, making it very difficult to get guns is going to stop anything. It's only gonna make things worse, because guys like this, you know, will get guns. The other thing, I was reading a story about this. This sergeant, the guy who went nuts over in Afghanistan, and I've been watching his attorney speak. And you know what's interesting about us as human beings is there actually are some people who say they can see why the guy snapped. 4 tours of duty, brain injury. Come on, that he shouldn't even have been there. And they're not. They're, what?
Oh, did you see the story about the financial thing?
Yes, about their
about?
Home. Their
no.
home.
No, what? About how he screwed a bunch of people out of money, and he was like a...
He worked for like an investment firm.
Was, yeah, it was an investment firm, and he owes people like millions of dollars.
To the sergeant?
No, to regular people in, I think, Ohio or something.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
he used to
Ohio
live.
Where he used
no,
to
No, hold
live.
It. The staff sergeant, Robert Bales, who shot those kids, owes people millions of dollars?
Well, yes. he and his company. His company, I think this one guy, like $1 million something or other.
Yeah, $1,250,000, something like that.
Is it his company, or are they directly...
They're directly
he
pointing
the finger
at him. He
said this guy swindled him out of his money.
Yeah.
Okay, do we know that, though, or is it something somebody
said? No, it's alleged. It's we don't know. He's filed a suit, and guy was supposedly supposed to pay back, and then they never could find where he went.
So if that's true, you got that in his head, okay, weighing on him. You got the four tours of duty, the brain injury. You got the fact that his wife, just days before this happened, she had to put their four-bedroom house up for sale for $51,000 less than they paid for it. $229,000 is $51,000 less than they paid for it. Mm-hmm. They cleared only $5,000. And here's the part that bothers me. It says there are many military families around the Joint Base Lewis-McChord who have the same financial difficulty when their assignments require moves in this real estate market and multiple tours of duty. There's something wrong with that. I mean, you know, I'm not. That's not an excuse to kill these kids. But the other thing I found interesting about us as humans is that, and if you're honest, you'll agree with me here. When you see that somebody takes out a bunch of people in another country, someplace you never heard of, it's horrible. But it doesn't get to you like Columbine does.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it's in our backyard, it's just 10 times worse. They're all people. Kids are kids. But Afghanistan, we all have an image of all those Afghanistan people and robes and things on their heads, and they're dirty and dust, and all those kids are probably better off. And this is a real tough one here. He's a murderer. There's no doubt about that. Was he insane? I don't know. This is going to be interesting to watch, but I still say the first order of business is that stinking major down at Fort Hood, Texas, that killed 13 of our own soldiers. I've seen more on this guy already than I've seen about that nut. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Major Hassad, or whatever the heck his name was. What is going on with that? You know what's going on?
Absolutely.
The United States government and the military is so embarrassed that they promoted this guy and moved him, and a couple of memos have leaked out. I'll never forget the one that the paperwork that went with him and says, "Congratulations, you just got our worst," referring to this major when they transferred him. And there's all this documented evidence of his ties to, you know, these terrorists and extremists. I want to see that guy put to death. Where's that action? It's like it never happened. It's not in the news. But, boy, we're all over this thing with this guy. I don't know. Some things don't make any sense. We have to... Can I take one call? I hate to go the hour and not take one. Let me take one call or two here real quickly. Rick's on the phone. I've been very patient. Hello, Rick. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, gang.
Hey, Rick. Everybody.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I heard about this guy that's going to ride a balloon up into space and jump out of it.
Yes.
And his name is Felix Baumgartner, and there's a lot of videos of him on YouTube climbing that big statue in Rio de Janeiro, jumping off of it.
Right, this is the guy sponsored by Red Bull.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But while I was on YouTube, I came across this video of the first guy to do that, and his name is Joe Kittinger.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, that's the video I saw, too, yeah.
It's the most fascinating thing ever. I mean, they had a camera on this, like a hot air balloon, basically, and... He gets up into space, and it's the same view you see from the space shuttle.
No, you're jumping in outer space.
Yes, and the one guy said for a while, because you're not in the atmosphere yet, you can't even feel the wind rushing past you as you're falling. It's like there's no feeling whatsoever.
What kind of people want to do this?
And it's wild, the balloon that this guy's taken up now, is it looks real similar to the one that the guy used back in 1960.
And don't they always look real flimsy, like Mylar? Like they're made out of some real something that would just tear open if you sneezed on it?
Hey, and doesn't the space shuttle, when it comes back into land and everything,
gets real hot?
Yeah, it gets real hot and everything. Wouldn't you think...
No, he's not coming in at that speed.
Yeah, they have special suits on. Yeah.
But it's bizarre because he's on this gondola thing, and he just, like, opens a little door and steps off.
That's weird.
Yeah, not me.
And he had a camera on him, and it's just spinning. You can see the Earth and space just spinning around.
That's wild.
You know what? That's a different kind of guy that can do that, man. I could never. I couldn't bungee jump.
Not for $1 million.
Forget doing this. No way.
They show him when he's looks like he landed in a desert or something, and the guys are there waiting on him, and he's sitting there and lights up a cigarette.
Hey, Rick, thank you for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, not me. There's certain things I just can't do. That Mount Everest stuff. There's a TV commercial now where that girl stands on top of that rock. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think that's fake.
Do you?
I do. There was something online that explained how they did that commercial. I don't know for sure.
But there are people that do that kind of stuff.
I know.
Like that guy that cut his own arm off. Hey, don't go down in there. You don't have to cut your arm off. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com is the website. The phone number is one I want you to pay real close attention to because there are other similar numbers. If you're AM and the PM, we don't want you to call those numbers. We want you to give the people who make this show possible a shot at your business. That's all. Just give them a chance. Let them talk to you. You don't like them? Go away. Go somewhere else. American Equity Mortgage. I don't think that's going to happen, though, because longer than about anybody else I can think of, these people have been helping people get out of bad debt using the equity in their homes. And the number is 314-878-9999. Not any other number. 314-878-9999. Talk to them about bill consolidation. For most people, that means lump those credit cards together, get them paid off. Get that monkey off your back. And about a home equity loan. Kind of the same thing. Use that equity. You did a smart thing when you became a homeowner. You didn't even realize how smart till the time came you need to borrow money. And you'll see how that works. When you call them at 314, this is American Equity Mortgage, nobody else, 314-878-9999.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone.